The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay may destroy, and thieves may break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your body will be filled with darkness. And in the light, and if the light is you is your is darkness, how great that darkness will be." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, in reading the Gospel today and trying to figure out what to talk about, I was inspired to discuss the corporal works of mercy. And there are seven of these. Many of them, in fact, I believe all of them, are performed here at Holy Family. Feed the hungry. We have the Giving Bank, who take care of many families in our area. If you'd like to help, I believe Tony helps over there. Talk to Tony. He'll be glad to let you know what you have to do. Give drink to the thirsty. A few years back, I believe it was Nestle, delivered 3 pallets of water to be given to those who needed it. That's a lot of thirst that they covered. Shelter the homeless. There's many ways we can do that. I know of a friend of mine, and what she's doing is she's watching an individual who's in between foster homes. He's going to take care for this, I think it's 3-year-old child for a few days. Something you could do if you're interested in foster care. It's a great way to help. Visit the sick. There are many people in our community who can't come to Mass. A number of Eucharistic ministers take communion to these people, and you may be the only time they see somebody outside of their home. If you're interested in that, talk to Father. Visit prisoners. Rose, I understand you do that. If you're interested in go visiting someone in jail, I know there's paperwork involved and background checks and all sorts of things like that. But if that's a ministry you're called to, talk to Rose. She'll figure out how to get you in there. Alms to the poor. One of the things in here, it says, skip the morning latte. Well, that's real easy for me because I don't like lattes, so it doesn't really matter. But for those of you who do, you know, you may want to take that money and donate it to something else, whatever that may be, to help somebody who really needs that. Maybe the Giving Bank. Maybe put a little bag. I've done this before. You keep a bag in your car with some good things to eat and maybe like $5 in it, and you see somebody who's got a sign, you know, homeless, anything will help, and you give them the bag. And they have this look on their face like, "This is for me?" Because it's something, it's premeditated goodness. You thought about, you don't know who they are, but you know you're going to see somebody who is in need. And at that point in time, you'll be able to reach in your car and help them. So as we go forth on this day, let us remember all those different things we as a community can do to help those who are in need.